We'd like to take a moment to thank our listeners sincerely for your support of Honest News Network Ministry. If you're interested in supporting this ministry, please use the information provided. Thank you.
Each prayer I pray, each step I take, I'm near a home than I was yesterday.
I'm amazed how that technology seems to be no problem for the wicked. I mean, they can put on the shows, they can get their message across with such powerful technology. But when you try to share the gospel, even this simple channel on YouTube, it's like everything fights against you. It's amazing. The Bible says Satan is the prince and power of the air. But it seems like technology today is stacked up against God's people in getting the truth out, getting the gospel out. I'm amazed. It seems that we're on cutting edge technology here, and we're still dealing with a hindrance. Every time, it seems like every time. You know, Paul the Apostle said the devil hindered him. He can't stop us. Did you hear what I said? Satan cannot stop the gospel from going forward, from being preached. But he certainly can hinder it. He can suppress it. And I believe that's why God's people need to be praying. I think many times we take it for granted that we're just going to be able to get the gospel out. I'm trying to reach a young man right now that believes in Buddhism. And I said to him, how come at Mars Hill, everybody was able to share some new thing? But when Paul tried to share the gospel, they said, what's this strange thing that we hear? None of the other things were strange, but what he was sharing was strange. They had an inscription to the unknown God, and everybody was bringing their own ideas, all these different ideas, new ideas, and it was all acceptable. But when Paul brought the gospel, this is strange. The gospel is strange to the world, folks. But there's a devil that is hindering the work of God today. There's no question. His objective was to get all communication, all technology into the air, that it would be no longer analog or in a wire, but everything become digital, because he's the prince and power of the air, and he can hinder, he can suppress, he can even, get this, he can manipulate. Did you know that? He can make somebody say something they never said, or make people think they said something they never said. Can you imagine on the brink of disaster, nuclear war, and words can be twisted? You have deep mind and deep technology, now they call it AI and deep fakes. You don't think Satan is in that? What can you trust today? Who can you trust? Well, I will tell you this. As I was listening to the previous message with my wife that we just uploaded, that we just shared, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, trust no man. That's what he said. Trust no man. The Bible says he that puts his trust in man is cursed. We're living in an hour, brothers and sisters, when we can only trust in God's word. You can't trust what you hear, what you see anymore in this world. It's not just a matter of people being deceived or deceivers, it's deception. Lying, signs and wonders even. People are going to think they're seeing things and not even seeing. Did you know when you get in the flesh, when you're in the flesh, Satan can really, really do a number on you. Make you think you're seeing something you're not even seeing. Make you think you're hearing something you're not even hearing. And it can cause conflicts. It can cause confusion. And only those that are in the Spirit, that are walking in the Spirit, will know the truth. You can't afford not to be in the Spirit in this hour. You cannot afford to not be dressed in the full armor of God, folks. This is no game. This is for keeps. Are you listening? Hell is forever. Let that sink in. Hell is forever. And lest you think that it's not possible for a believer to end up there, listen to this message we're about to share with you. Remember, it says in the scripture, as I shared in the previous message, they went out from us. The antichrists, those that became antichrists, many antichrists, they went out from us. No doubt they were not of us. Because if they were of us, they would have continued with us. Luke, the 8th chapter, beginning with verse 13. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with what? Joy. They receive the word with joy. Is that enough? Is it enough to rejoice in the truth? Is it enough to have joy when you hear the word of God? And these have no root, which for a while they believe. And in time of temptation or testing, they fall away. That word fall away is the same thing we see in the scripture, a falling away first. It says they receive the word with joy. And it says they are on the rock, folks. Jesus Christ is the rock. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. These are believers. It says here they believe for a while. So they're believers. But they have no root. They have no root. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray you help us, Lord, that we be established in the present truth, that we would get established, Lord. We need, Lord, your help to be established in this hour. We can't afford, Lord, to be not rooted in this hour when the storm is upon us. We pray, Lord, you help us to inspire your people to get rooted, to make sure that they're established, Lord, grounded in this hour. We pray that you bless and that you anoint as we minister your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I've seen some really bad storms, some hurricanes, as you have. But have you ever noticed how the palm trees bend in the storm? You ever notice these big trees in the forest, how they bend, but they do not break? Sometimes they break from the top, but they don't get uprooted. Because their roots are strong and deep. Are you listening? These folks here that had joy when they received the word, they had no root. They had no root. They endured for a while. They believed for a while. But what was it that caused them to fall away? It was in time of temptation. In other words, listen to me, they gave in to temptation. Remember what Paul said? Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. There's a falling away first, an apostasy. Now listen to me. Please listen to me. This has nothing to do with those today that are calling themselves Christians that you and I as believers know they're not Christians. Stop saying that those like the charismatics today, the big mega churches that teach all these false doctrines and the ones that are all about prosperity and money, stop saying that they're the falling away. They were never saved. Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So stop saying that's the falling away, because it's not. In many cases, these are the tares that are being sown among the wheat. But when the scripture speaks of a falling away first, he's not talking about those that are of the devil. Those that were never saved, they that were never born again. He's talking about those that received the word with joy and that believed for a while. And what caused them to fall away was temptation. Satan is the tempter. Listen to me. If you don't get rooted and established in the truth, in the love of Christ, which is the love of the Father, you're going to be pulled away. You're going to be dragged away. You're going to be dragged back into the world. What is it that's going to drag you there? The scripture says, let no man say when he's tempted, he's tempted of God. God is not tempted, and he doesn't tempt. The scripture says he tests, but he doesn't tempt. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. That word drawn means dragged. So your lust can drag you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. When sin is finished, it brings forth death. A lion that drags away its prey, it's not finished yet. Many times the prey is still alive. It may be mauled, it may be even wounded, but it's not dead. He's not finished yet. He's still dragging you. But when he finally gets you to the destination where he's going to devour you, and the Bible says the devil's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Many believers in this hour are being dragged right now. Dragged away from the truth. Dragged away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they don't even know it. Sin is not finished with you yet. When it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Are you listening, people? How many right now are already in the paws of the devil? He's dragging you. He's not just dragging you off to kill you, to devour you. He's dragging you into the pit. He's dragging you into hell. Your lust is dragging you. If you're rooted and you're grounded, you can't be dragged away. I believe that there's a tug of war going on between the Lord Jesus Christ and the enemy over the souls of the believer. Not even thinking about the souls of the lost, those that are in the world. Devil already has them. But there's a tug of war going on. And we've got to understand how much the Lord wants us. But he's not going to fight us. He'll fight the devil, but he's not going to fight us. If we want to go the way following Satan to hell, he'll let us go there. He leaves us to our own choice. God's not going to fight your choice. Now, if the Lord sees that you're in a struggle and you need his help and you're crying out to him for help, he's going to help you. Are you listening? But he's not going to fight your will. He gave you a will. He gave you a choice to make. And he's not going to fight that. He's not going to force you to go to heaven. Amen. I say it again, the Lord's not going to force you to go to heaven. So if you're looking for God to force you to go to heaven, you're sadly mistaken. Amen. You got to want to go to heaven. There's got to be a fight in you. There's got to be a fight in you. Paul said he fought the good fight of faith. He laid hold on eternal life. He pressed toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He was in a struggle. He was pressing. He was fighting with everything within him to cross that finish line, to receive that crown. It's going to be a fight, people. If you think you're just going to, if you think you're just going to float into heaven, you got another thing coming. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Paul the Apostle. For this cause, is there not a cause to get on our knees? For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice he says he's bowing his knees unto the Father. Not just to Jesus, but to the Father. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory. How many know you don't just get grants? You have to apply for them. Right? You have to meet the requirements for a grant. That he would grant you. Are you petitioning the Lord? Are you requesting of the Lord? According to his riches and his glory, that he would strengthen you. With might by his spirit in the inner man. Amen? Strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love. Not the worldly love. Not what the world calls love. Being rooted and grounded in love. The Bible says God's love does not fail. I hear them saying all the time now, God's love is unconditional. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God's love is very conditional. Very conditional. You must meet the conditions. You must meet the requirements. Doesn't the scripture say, if you love me, keep my commandments? If God's love's not conditional, then why did Jesus say to Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. God's love is not unconditional. Don't believe that lie. I think that's one of the greatest lies of the hour, getting people to believe that God's love is unconditional. No matter what you do, God's going to take you to heaven. Don't believe it. These are believers that fell away. We need to be rooted and established in the love of Christ, in the love of God. God's love. Do you really know the love of Christ? Do you know God's love? Can you say you know God's love? That we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. To know the love of Christ, which we understand is the love of the Father. To know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all, repeat after me, with all the fullness of God. Not just the earnest of the Spirit, but the fullness of God. Praise the Lord, people. There it is. There's the proof. There's the evidence that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. There it is. We need His fullness. It's not an option. If you're going to be established in this hour, you need the fullness. If you're not going to be dragged away by your lust, by the tempter that's tempting your lust, you're going to need the fullness. Amen. How many of you right now are longing and craving and thirsting and hungering for the fullness? To know the love of Christ. Do you know the love of Christ? Praise God. It's essential that you know the love of Christ. That you know the love of the Father. That you know God's love. God is love. What does the scripture say? Perfect love casteth out fear. There is no fear in love. You're going to fall short of God's promises. You're going to fall short if you're not filled with all the fullness of God. It's not an option. Fullness, people. Measure the stature, the fullness of Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. As you have been taught, abounding therein with spiritual sacrifices, thanksgiving, a living sacrifice. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the what? Tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Are you listening? We must be rooted. Not just be joyful when we hear the truth. How many of my listeners, you joy in the truth? Amen. You're on the rock. You have joy. But you have no root within yourself. You're not rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. You don't know His love. Listen to me. We're living in a generation. We're living in a time where Satan is doing everything he can to get people to believe that lust is love. Amen. We must receive the divine nature that we might escape the lust, the corruption of this generation. That's how we escape the corruption of this generation, folks. That's how we escape the lust and the corruption of this generation, by receiving the divine nature. Amen. Being rooted and grounded in the love of God, in the love of Christ. Receiving the fullness, the divine nature of Christ, the Holy Ghost. We need the divine nature of Christ, because the divine nature of Christ does not give in to temptation. The divine nature of Christ does not fail. It does not lust after evil things. It doesn't crave sin and the things of the world. Listen to me. The divine nature of Christ cannot be tempted by sin. Cannot be tempted by Satan. Jesus Christ provides for us, listen to me, an overcoming life. More than conquerors. Are you listening? Not just getting by. Not just doing our best. My pastor used to say all the time, your best will split hell wide open. We need his best. Amen. And his best is his divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust, receiving the divine nature. There's even a counterfeit of the divine nature today. In Hinduism, Buddhism, all these different belief systems, philosophy, traditions of men, this idea that they are being enlightened, they're on a path of enlightenment, they're being transformed, they're receiving a divine nature. That's not the divine nature. You'll find that those like the gurus and those that believe in Buddhism and those that are supposedly the monks that are keeping themselves from the world and keeping themselves from lust and the things of the world and material things, you'll find many times that they're involved in all kinds of corruption. It gets exposed. Anybody listening? I don't need to go into detail. Be simple concerning evil. It's not right to speak of those things which they do in darkness. Amen. The only way you're going to overcome this world, the only way you're going to overcome sin and lust and the devil, is by receiving the divine nature. We need the fullness. The fullness, folks. We must be rooted, built up in him, and established in the faith. Amen? It's now. It's time that we be established. Did you know that after Pentecost, even those that were filled with the Holy Ghost in the upper room, the Bible says they were all scattered, preaching the word of God, but they were scattered. Listen to me. except the apostles. They were pillars. They were established. They were leaders. But even those in the upper room, they were scattered. Even though they were full of the Holy Ghost, they were scattered everywhere preaching the word. We can't afford to be scattered people. What was the difference between those that were filled with the Holy Ghost and scattered and those that were filled with the Holy Ghost like Peter that were not scattered? What was the difference? Peter had God's word. Amen? And when he was filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, that seed, that word, that good seed was germinated in him. He became another man. Are you listening? We just read to you about the parable of the sower. It's not enough to receive the word with joy. You got to get established. You got to get rooted. You got to get those roots down deep. Amen. Listen to me. If you think that you're going to make it waiting for the rain coming down on your head, no, you're going to have something on the inside. It's not coming from the outside, people. Jesus said, it shall be a well within you, springing up. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, not only would the Holy Ghost be with us, he said he'll be in us. It's being taught today, when you get saved, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not true. You're not filled with the Holy Spirit when you get saved. It's a separate work. Even Paul the Apostle had not yet been filled with the Holy Ghost after his encounter with Christ on that road of Damascus. It wasn't until a few days later. The scales came off his eyes, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. He was already saved. He was already converted. Are you listening? Jesus or Paul found some believers. And he says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost. He says, then what were you baptized to? And they said, we were baptized unto John's baptism. And it says, in that very hour, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. These were believers. One of them was mighty in the word, the Bible says. Mighty in the word. Are you listening, brothers and sisters? There's a lot of believers today that are joy, receive joy when they hear the word of God. They hear the truth, but they have no root in themselves. And the apostasy is upon us. The falling away is upon us. Amen? And you better stop playing games. You better stop playing with God's word. You better stop listening to the traditions and the philosophies of men. And you better start believing the truth that it's not enough just to get saved. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And you need to be speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives you utterance. You need the power of the Holy Ghost if you're going to get established in this hour. You need the full armor of God if you're going to stand in this hour. You need the Holy Ghost. Stop playing with the truth. Stop playing with your soul. It's the most dangerous game you can play. Satan's not playing. Are you listening, people? The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. His objective is to destroy your soul in hell. You think it's okay to listen to the serpent? Really? Hath God said? When's the last time you listened to the serpent? Hath God said? Anytime you question God's word, you're listening to the serpent. Anybody listening to this preacher? These are not the words of a man, people. This is the Holy Ghost. God is speaking to us. Anytime you question God's word, you're listening to the serpent. And that's what he's asking you. Hath God said? It's too late. Once you start questioning, it's already too late. The moment you start questioning God's word, you're already falling away. You're already being enticed. You're already being dragged. You know how dangerous it is for a soldier to question their commander? When he's given an order? Just look at Simon Peter before Pentecost. Not so, Lord. Not me. Though all forsake you, I won't. You may not understand it, but you could be in that same boat right now. Not me, Lord. Though all forsake you, I won't. You're already being sifted. You're already in the paw of the lion. You're already being dragged away if you have that mentality. I love what Paul the Apostle said, and I'm closing. I am what I am by the grace of God. I am what I am by God's grace. There cannot be any measure, mixture of self-confidence, pride. All of it must be removed. Jesus said to Simon Peter, I've prayed for you. I prayed for you that your faith doesn't fail. After he went through that experience where he denied the Lord, he denied that he knew him, he was being sifted. All that was left, for the most part, was faith. Are you listening? Listen to me, folks. Even after all that he went through, Paul the Apostle had to rebuke him to his face because there was still that leaven. Are you listening to me? That still that self-confidence still hanging on where he was believing, even almost teaching because of the fear of the Jews. To go back to circumcision of the flesh. Are you listening, people? Paul rebuked him to his face because fear got a hold of Peter. Folks, this is the one that the Bible says the very shadow of Peter, people were being healed. It's not enough. to experience joy because you hear God's word. It's not enough just to be a hearer of his word. You need to be a doer. You need to be applying his word. You need to be separating yourself from the world, coming out from among them and being separate. Touch not the unclean thing, says the Lord, and I'll receive you. Doers of his word. Warriors of Christ. Separation. Deliverance. Praise God. Shared with you in the previous message, the love, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life are not of the Father. That's not God's love. Amen. We could spend a whole long time right on those three topics, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's of the world. That will get you rooted in the world. If you're still being affected by the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, you're still, to some degree, rooted in the world. You still have some roots. You know, trees don't just have one root. Plants don't just have one root. They have the whole root system. And just because you got rooted, some roots uprooted in from the world doesn't mean they're all uprooted. We need to be plucked up from this world and replanted in God's kingdom, and all the roots need to be in Christ. There can't be any roots left. No roots of bitterness, no other roots. Are you listening? Praise God. Praise God. Rooted and grounded in God's love. The storm, people, it's here. The winds are beginning to blow. The rains are descending. The floods are everywhere today. Flooding all over the world right now. Just like Jesus said. The rain is descending. The flood is here. The storm arose. The wise man built his house on the rock. The Bible says, Jesus said in this parable, they were on the rock. They were rejoicing in the word, but they didn't have any root. They weren't established. Last but not least, Jesus Christ is the only foundation. That must be established. You must have your faith established that Jesus Christ is the only foundation. There is no other sure foundation. Amen? Become established on the rock. Praise God. Do you know why the wise man built his house on the rock? See, in old time, they would dig a well. Are you listening? The water was not in the earth. It wasn't in the dirt for the well. It's in a rock. They had to get through the dirt into the rock, through the rock. That's where the water is. That's why it's cool. Praise the Lord. You got to get down deep enough where you're in Christ, in the rock. Praise God, people. In you shall be a well springing up, full of the Holy Ghost. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. From your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Praise God. Not only will you be able to stand in this hour, be established in this hour, not be drawn away, dragged away, but you'll have some water for somebody else. Somebody else can get a drink of that well that Christ has put within you. You can give someone else a drink. They can get saved like the woman at the well. Amen. God bless you.